Case number 25824, application of Trendwell Energy Corp. for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Short Creek Madison Pool, Burke County, North Dakota. All interested parties, please come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in case 25824 on behalf of Trendwell Energy Corp. We intend to call two witnesses in this matter. Our first witness will testify in the area of land, Mr. Steve Rapanos, R-A-P-A-N-O-S. And then our second witness will be offering both engineering and geologic testimony, Mr. Rick Sandvite, S-A-N-D-T-V-E-I-T. Both witnesses will be appearing by telephone. And
Mr. Rapanos, you're on the line.
Yes, sir.
Do you swear to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Steve, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Stephen N. Rapanos.
And Steve, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Trendwell Energy Corporation. I am the land manager.
Okay. And in that capacity, you've had an opportunity to testify before the commission previously, have you not?
I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert, correct?
Yes.
We'd offer the further testimony of this witness that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Steve, I've distributed to the commission staff a packet of exhibits for this matter, case 25824. And what I'd like you to do is turn to what's been previously marked as Exhibit 1 and then identify that exhibit and briefly highlight what's contained upon it.
Okay. Stated, Exhibit 1 is the area field map. The red block on this map reflects where the unit we are discussing today is located within Burke County. The various colors represent the different fields that exist in Burke County. I would ask that you please note that our proposed unit is not in an existing field and there's no spacing for this area.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 2. Tell me what Exhibit 2 is.
Exhibit 2 is the Short Creek field map. This map provides a closer detail of where our proposed unit is located with respect to the adjacent Short Creek and Portal fields, namely sections 25 and 36 of Township 164 North, Range 93 West.
And I believe the request by Trendwell in this matter was to extend the Short Creek field to bring in the two sections. One is a small section, and then allow the drilling of a horizontal well. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, but if the commission determined it fit in better with Portal, Trendwell wouldn't have any objection to that, would you?
No.
Okay. Let's go on then to Exhibit 3, please. Steve, can you tell me what Exhibit 3 is?
Exhibit 3 is our land plat. This map reflects the current leasehold ownership within the 800-acre unit we're proposing. Yellow blocks represent areas where we have 100% leasehold, and the hashed areas represent areas where we have less than 100%, and the white areas show where we have no leasehold interest. As you can see from the spreadsheet in the lower left-hand corner, Trendwell has a working interest of over 85% in this unit. As for the leasehold that we do not control or that remains open, we will provide an election to each of these parties for our proposed operation.
And then let's go to Exhibit 4, please. Steve, can you tell me what Exhibit 4 is?
Exhibit 4 reflects our proposed pad location and well path. This map reflects the pad location, which is designated in blue, and the proposed well path, which is that dashed line. Due to surface conditions in Section 36, we're proposing a well path for our proposed unit in Section 1 of 163 North, 93 West. I don't know how well it shows up on the map you have there, but there's a large lake in Section 36 and a number of wetlands in the northeast quarter of that section. We have obtained a surface use agreement and saltwater disposal well agreement on the location designated in blue from the surface owner.
Okay. And if this application is granted, what are Trendwell's plans in terms of when would you spud the well?
I would defer to Rick on that one.
Okay. Then I have no further questions at this point in time.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Sandy, do you are on?
Yes, I am.
Do you swear to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Rick, would you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, it
is Richard A. Sandvitz.
And Rick, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
I'm Vice President of Engineering for Trendwell Energy Corporation.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And you had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
That's correct.
Okay, and what you're going to be doing here today is you're going to be offering some opinion testimony with respect to engineering matters and some factual issues with respect to geology. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. We'd offer the further testimony to the set of an expert.
Motion granted.
Rick, let's go to Exhibit 5. Can you tell me what Exhibit 5 is?
Exhibit 5 is a structure map showing an ice pack of the top of the Mydale formation. It includes the wells that we use for control on our mapping there, the wells that show tops of the Mydale and its subsea are located next to the number of the wells. The structure is pretty continuous with a general dip going to the northeast, and regional dip here is approximately 1 degree per mile.
All right, and then let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 6. Can you briefly describe that for us, please?
Yes, Exhibit 6, cross-section of line A prime, which is also indicated on the previous Exhibit 5. On this exhibit, it shows the top of the Mydale, the three lobes of porosity in the Mydale, and the top of the Nessus formation, which we hope to test here. We intend for our landing point of our lateral to be in the lower third porosity lobe of the Mydale, and then drill the lateral again in the same section, the lower third lobe of the Mydale porosity.
Now, it's just a little bit confusing to me when you say the lower lobe. Are you talking about penetrating the lower porosity interval or porosity stringer that you have on your Exhibit 6, or are you talking about penetrating the upper porosity stringer but being in the lower part of that?
No. The bottom dark green lobe, the third porosity in on the Mydale, is where we plan to land the curve of the lateral and then continue to drill that lateral out in that lower third lobe.
Okay, and it's depicted on this map as it says third POR. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Let's go on to the next exhibit, Rick, Exhibit 7. Can you tell me what Exhibit 7 is?
Exhibit 7 is a wellbore diagram and completion summary of how we intend to drill the well. It kind of goes back to the exhibit that Steve was showing, that showed Exhibit 4 shows the drilling pad on the south end of the diagram, and then the direction that we intend to take the well and the lateral up to the north end of the proposed unit. We're asking for a 200-foot setback on the north end and on the south end, 500-foot setbacks for the hard line on the east side and the west side. Intend to TD the well on the north end of the unit at approximately 250 feet from the unit, the north end of the unit, so we should still be 50 foot south of the hard line. And for additional safety, we hope to have the full collar approximately 275 feet back from the unit line, and intend to have our first perforations 300 foot back. I intend to also have that 300 foot on the south end as well, so we believe that we will have good integrity of cement and casing that falls within the legal portion outside or inside of the hard lines of the unit. We show the hydraulic
Thank you. Let's go to Exhibit 8, please.
Exhibit 8 is the Manson Reservoir Economics Reservoir data, the title for the exhibit. On this, I'm trying to exhibit several of the key reservoir and economic parameters for the well that justifies the us drilling the well. We've got a nominal 800 acres here. The porosity for the Mydale is shown as a low of 12% to a high of 22%, and for the Neston formation, it should be a low of 6% up to 18%. Water saturations for the Mydale in the range of 41%, and for the Neston of 28%. And the net pay thicknesses for the Mydale of 20 feet, and for the Neston of 11 feet. I come up with a unit oil in place of approximately 13,390 million barrels of oil, with a recovery of 1.3 million barrels and 0.25 BCF of gas. Well cost is estimated to be $3.25 million to drill and complete, and with that, rate of return is calculated in excess of 100%. Return on investment of 15 and a payout of just under 1 year.
Okay. And I assume you indicated you're going to be recovering some gas in here. I assume you included that gas in your economics. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And since we're talking about gas, let's talk about gas gathering facilities in the area. And to do that, let me direct your attention to Exhibit 9. Can you identify that and briefly highlight what's contained upon it?
Yes. We've got this titled as the One Oak Pipeline Map. So, again, we're showing our proposed unit with the drilling path, the drilling location at the central north portion of Section 1. The One Oak Pipeline Gathering System has their closest connection at the south end of Section 7, where Section 7 and 12 intersect. Solid red line. So what we are in the process now of purchasing or securing pipeline easements from the well pad at the north end of Section 1, coming down along the east line of Section 1 and the east line of Section 12, intersecting with the One Oak Pipeline to make a connection there.
Rick, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Mr. Examiner, that's all the questions I have. We would offer Exhibits 1 through 9.
The exhibits will be received. Any questions from the staff?
Rick, on your Exhibit 5, just a quick note. I think you indicated that the structure was dipping to the northeast. It appears it's dipping to the southwest. And then a question for you on your proposed target. Have you looked at the other Madison wells in the area? Are you targeting about the same interval that they're targeting, or can you give me an idea what the legacy production in the area is from?
We have reviewed some of the production on a couple wells in Section 31 directly to the east of us. And the 2 mile long well that goes south from Section 31 down there, we are targeting the same formations. I believe Petro Harvester has focused on trying to produce from both the same porosity lobes that in the Mydale that I discussed earlier, as along with the Neston section. I believe that our well will be drilled in the same type of area right down near the bottom of the Mydale. I'm not totally sure whether their wells go a little bit into the Neston or not, sir. But I think in general, it's the same type of drilling and completion procedures.
Okay, so in, I guess in targeting your that third lobe, you're looking to connect some of those porosity intervals with your stimulation then, correct?
That's correct, yes. Our frac job is designed to both frac up through the upper, all the three lobes in the Mydale as well as downward into the Nesson, being confined by an anhydrite stringer directly below the Nesson and an anhydrite stringer zone right above the top of the Mydale.
Okay, thank you.
Rick, what did you use for your gas price?
I used a gas price of $3.
Right, and then your EUR of 1.34 million barrels of oil. How'd you come up with that?
It is approximately 10% of the in-place oil number of 13.4.
Okay, and that's what you're seeing on the other wells nearby?
To the best of my ability, that's what I'm seeing. I don't believe I can give you 100% assurance that that's what it's going to be. I don't think there's enough production history yet established to come up with a firm number, but from the best projections, that's what I'm coming up with.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Rick, on those same lines, have you done any performance evaluation to decline out any current production to see what type of EURs you're looking at on wells that have already been drilled and completed?
Yes, I have looked at the production data for the wells that have been drilled in the Burke County area, and I believe they're predominantly all Petro Harvester wells. We have a couple wells ourselves that have some production data as well, but the extent of the production data is very small and very short in time at this point and not very definitive. So we've used the existing wells that we've seen from Petro Harvester, taken the average of that production, and then again, to the best of our ability, projected out from there the decline curve that, you know, may or may not be correct.
So you're still getting some pretty high recoveries, is that correct, on your decline analysis?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. You talked about the Petro Harvester information. On Exhibit 7, you referenced the Swenson 4H well for microseismic. Do you have a copy of that microseismic information?
No, I do not. We are referencing the information that was used in the hearing, and I don't remember that. The case number is 25308. That was testified to that, so we use that for reference in this exhibit.
Okay, so you're wanting us to take administrative notice of that, and we will. If we need additional information, we may be contacting you to find out more about that.
Okay.
And I do have a question for Steve. Steve, you were talking about the off site location just to the south of a lake. Have you thought about any protection you're going to give that lake? Are you going to do a perimeter berm, or what type of controls for safety do you have to protect the lake?
I'll defer that question to Rick.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we do that when we get ready to permit a well, we will have a surveyor come out there and do a site assessment
will typically have an experienced person that would be on-site drilling the well, or somebody with that kind of experience taking a look at that and making the necessary recommendations to ensure that proper control is looked at and for what you're referencing to. And and then again, I guess I would have expected in the permit application of working alongside the North Dakota Industrial Commission permit writer for it to address those situations.
Okay. And Steve, do you have a service use agreement for that location yet?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And you indicated that it was unspaced in the Madison. This is actually within the buffer zone of Short Creek Madison Pool, although the Madison Pool is not spaced yet for horizontal, so we'll be having to set up a zone for that. But I just wanted to mention that it is within the buffer zone of that field.
Okay.
Thank you.
That concludes our hearing for case number 25824.